Live from the In the Room studios located in the NetCarrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Bailen el hustle español.
And good afternoon, one and all. Thursday afternoon, it's 5:30. I'm Clark T. Looks like I'm charged today. We're starting to see that it's hard.
Hey.
And welcome to the VOC Nation Faith Radio. I've heard something in the past about my co-host. Anthony getting fired over some racial tweets, which is funny because I don't think anybody actually used our Twitter account.
I'm not fired. I'm right here. I'm right behind you.
Then we're back.
We are.
It's the Faces for Radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Is this the reunion show?
This might be.
This might be the last show.
Really?
I'm very upset.
Well, we'll get into that later. So, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, I'm Gertie's back. Reunited once again, my brother, Anthony. Thank goodness you came back. If not, I don't know what I would have been doing.
Man, I almost didn't. I was going to take the day off and just enjoy the hot heat.
It is kind of nice outside, isn't it? What are you saying, getting some pool time?
Yeah, just whatever. I don't know. I'm very jaded this week.
Very jaded.
Yeah.
Really?
Very upset.
What's wrong?
I'm upset that Anthony from OB and Anthony got fired from the Opie and Anthony show.
Okay. What was that shit so much?
Because I've been listening to that show since I was like a little kid. And I feel like there's a million things about it that upset me.
You sound really upset about it.
I'm very upset about it. Like, I feel like the long and the short of it is that this guy essentially was hired by Sirius Radio to be like a comic and like this like shock radio host. And essentially he does overtime and gets fired for it. And not that I feel like I act like that at all. However, I feel like this whole goal of this show is to like bring it somewhere big like there. And I don't want to work for a company like that.
It's funny you mention that because I thought about that at one point as well. That I always knew that our big goal was to do something special, do something different, and be able to take it to that next level, obviously being Sirius Radio.
I mean, that's like the mecca, unless we can just like start our own company.
Yeah, but that aside, that's a whole other idea and venture.
Well, why don't we just start our own radio show like that, like our own radio network where it's like an app. You have to pay like $2 and you download it, the app, and then it has like different shows on it. Like our show, we can hire Anthony from Opie and Anthony to do a show.
Oh, we might as well bring Opie.
Listen, too.
He's under contract with Jimmy. So they're still doing the show, even though it's not till Monday because they're on Best Of all week.
Yeah, man, that really sucks. Like, I remember, and it's funny you mentioned, like, how those kind of, like, show, like, radio shows like that you get so hooked into and how shocking sometimes the endings of them can be or, like, when things like this happen. Like, how attached you really are to, like,
listen
to these guys.
Do you know that the entire way we do our show, like, I basically wanted to, like, frame this show after their show after hearing, like, one specific bit. And that was, like, it for me. And I was like, I want our show to be – I mean, it was an old bit, but I always, like, wanted to do a show that was like that and, like, could be, like, a funny show.
Right. And I think we try. I really do think it's a good effort put in.
Not today. I mean, I'm going to be in tears in about 5 minutes.
Well, dude, you look like you've been in tears for about 2 weeks, man. I mean, I haven't seen you in a while. You're unshaven, hair's all.
I know,
you're never tight, Mike. You're never not tight. Come on, man.
I never my hair grows.
Nah, man. I leave you for 2 weeks and you go to shit, man. Come on, dude. We got to get back on it.
My body's still in good shape.
Hey.
I got a tan.
That's good.
However, my face and hair leave something to be desired.
Oh, man. So, I mean, going back to that.
Well, hold on.
Because we just kind of started, we didn't even get into our toast.
Right. We're toasting.
We didn't even get into anything. We just kind of went directly into...
Because I'm very upset. Like, I don't want to be doing the show. Like, I just want to crawl into a hole. Like, I feel like my best buddy has, like, left me forever.
That's terrible. I'm right here, man. I ain't going nowhere.
I know. My best radio buddy who's with me on the long drives when nobody else is there.
That's a sad day.
To the fallen.
To the fallen. Here's the cool thing. Do you ever think there'll get to be a point where, like, some dude like us is sitting around going, oh, no. Anthony and Cortez, man, not on the radio anymore. And like they get like that, like motion, like buried in a hole, like you've done.
I would hope so.
I think someday.
Well, I hope we don't destroy ourselves or get fired for some nonsense.
Well, can we explain what he got fired about?
Yeah.
You want to get into that?
Yeah, because you know what, bro? I consider it kind of
a controversy.
I do.
Really? The return of the controversy.
I do.
And this will like directly affect you.
Yeah.
Usually controversies are just things not to make fun of.
That's why they're so funny to make fun of, because they really don't have any bearing or meaning towards anything.
Until this one affected you.
Until one of the hosts is directly affected. That's a big deal.
This show is dedicated to karma. This will be interesting.
It stings. Karma stings like a brand on the ass.
That'd be second brand on the ass, isn't it?
Yes, they're connecting now. So, you want to tell the story and like go through this and?
Well, I mean, we might as well, because I know you feel very strongly about it. I know the kind of the over top of the story, because I mean, I just obviously knew them more of your fandom, and I've never really.
So let's just tell very briefly. Essentially. Allegedly, he was in Times Square or in some place in New York taking pictures.
Times Square is what I read.
Yeah, that's what I read, too.
Okay.
There was a black woman in front of him. He was not taking pictures of her, he claims. And she turned around and assumed that he was. Instead of saying anything or asking to delete the picture, she just started attacking him. He then yelled something at her that may or may not have been an N-bomb. We don't know. We don't know for sure. Okay.
Hold on. Does the story just say that he just spit some kind of racial slur at her?
Because he writes on his Twitter, he writes effing, and then he has like a bunch of symbols. And like that might be nothing, but somebody brought it up to me that he might have said, you know, what he said or what he allegedly might have said. Later on, he does say that he said it later, but he doesn't say he said it there. So after that happens, after she started hitting him, he told her to, like, back up and stuff, and he called her, like, a savage or something like that. And she, a bunch of other people, like, ganged up with him, right?
Right.
So he then goes on Twitter and explains the story in a very eccentric way.
I think he explained the story, but unfortunately, he just went – well, let's go to the facts first.
He didn't do the thing where you write something, you walk away for 10 minutes, and then you reread it and go, holy crap, I was enraged for a second. I need to re-fix this.
Yeah, that sounds like a good explanation for it. Because I think he could have chosen his words a little more carefully.
I agree. Like, I do think what he said was, like, inappropriate. I'm not saying that it wasn't. However, I don't think he should be fired for what he said. Like, the guy's job is to basically say what he said. And I feel like I said this to you earlier. All the stuff he said came off as relatively racist. However, I said to you earlier, everybody cares so much about word choice and not so much about context. I don't think he meant the entire black community. I think he meant the three or four people that were attacking him, and he was just basically calling them a stereotype. That's how I read it.
Okay, but the thing is, I think like you're speaking very much in context as somebody who knows what you're talking about. Like, you, are we okay?
But that's the thing, though, Gartiz, is when I look into a story, I don't just read one side of the story.
Right.
I read it. I read if it's a story that's important, I've read this on 10 different news sites. So I know exactly what happened. Go ahead.
Okay. I mean, what I was going to say was, I feel like in this whole story, first off, there is no active investigation into this case, is there? There is no case.
No.
This is strictly, if he doesn't go on this Twitter rampage, does anyone even find out about this?
No. He could have, he says in the tweets, because he's like a gun owner, I told you, he carries a concealed weapon.
Right.
Because he's a celebrity, and I feel like that's a fair thing.
And he's a shock too, so he might say shit that pisses people off.
Yeah. So he carries a gun with him, and essentially, what would have happened if he killed her? Like, she was attacking him. He totally could have justifiably killed her.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not saying he should have. I'm not saying that even a little bit. But what if he did? Like, would he be on the radio still? Because I think he would have been.
You think he would not?
I think he would still be on the radio.
I definitely think, just on corporate America, so now I agree with you. That, you know, if within his rights, if that's what he chose to do, he could have done that because he felt threatened. Apparently, the girl attacked him. All right. I find it hard to believe that off of what I'm seeing here, some pictures and like the story, that this chick just walked, and maybe it's just my ignorance, just walked and snapped like that. Like, there wasn't anything said before. Like, there wasn't any kind of interchange beforehand.
And that's what I think he is so mad about, is the fact that that's how she reacted instead of saying to him, yo, can you delete that picture? Like, I think that's what enraged him so much, was the fact that she turned around and exploded instead of handled it like a human being.
Okay. Now, here's my question.
Okay.
So, on his Twitter account, he's got here that here is the pic that got the blank.
Let's keep it friendly here.
Okay, no, fair enough. It says here's the pic that got the blank, blank, piece of blank, all pissy. And it's a photo of a young black lady kind of walking towards him. And she looks like she may be yelling at him, but you really can't tell.
So, one, what the heck was he taking a picture of?
I mean, you could have been taking a picture like this. Like, if you look behind her, there's, like, buildings and stuff.
Yeah,
so it could have been, like, through that. It could have been, like, an artsy picture.
Man, you might be stretching it there. Because, like, I mean, I've visited with you recently and up there, and then... You don't take out of all the things to take pictures of. You don't take pictures through all the construction rafters, unless you're going, like you said, some kind of artsy-fartsy type thing.
Now, from what I hear, and I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty sure he goes around the city and takes pictures like all the time.
So that's kind of his thing, then.
Yeah, I think. I don't want to say definite because I don't know for sure,
right.
But I would say I'm more positive than not that that's what he does.
Okay. Well, I just don't get. I just don't see how. I mean, granted, and now thinking and kind of saying it out loud of, I don't know.
Maybe that was not the first picture. Maybe there were like three or four of those pictures. And the picture we're looking at is he's basically on the sidewalk looking through the blue construction rafters, and the picture's like head on of the woman. Now, like I was just saying, there might have been like two or three of these pictures until she like flipped. Like, she might have been over here. And then there. And he might have been doing, like, one, two, three. Because, like, a lot of times when I take pictures of my dog, I just crack, like, a whole bunch of them and then just delete them later.
Well, and the thing about it as well is that this could have been something, like, that she might have been turned around. And she might have just been farther off in the distance. She's wearing a short skirt. She thinks he's trying to snap photos. Something inappropriate.
Dude, she has every right to think that a guy is doing something scummy. I mean, I more than often not agree that women should be very, very careful. I heard this joke, man. It had me on the floor. It was like, dude, when men go on like an online date, right? They immediately think, all right, man, I hope she's not as ugly as she is in the picture, right? I hope she's like not that ugly, right? That's like the worst you think. When women go out on an online date, their thought is, yo, I hope my head doesn't end up in a bag. You know, like that's a completely different scenario. For like we don't even have to think about that. We never think like, oh my God, my life might be in jeopardy. These women think that all the time. And I mean, they rightfully have that.
Yeah.
But I still don't think like, and again, if she was that far away, cause she's maybe like what, like 5-6 feet back, maybe even farther in that
might
picture.
Be farther, yeah.
She could have said something to him before coming up and hit.
And then he says something back at her.
I mean, that's not what's been reported.
But did she report anything?
Not yet. I'm sure she will.
I'm sure she will, because this has some buzz to it. So, and see, and that's what I'm waiting to see. Because then...
But it happened over a week ago.
Right. Well, here's the other thing about it, too, though, that gets me. More important than the situation. I think, I mean, until we find out all the facts, the way she reacted seemed to be an overreaction. But again, thinking about recent events in my life and how I've seen the way people kind of pop off at nothing and things get really escalated really quickly for no reason without warning, I can see where that side of it too could have been what really happened. What gets me then, what really gets me, is the Twitter rants.
Just in general?
Keep your business on the low, man. Keep your business. What was he intending to solve by putting the situation out on blast if no one reported anything?
I feel like, and you know, I feel like there's a difference. Like, I think when it's somebody like a radio host, they put this stuff on, and then it like turns into stuff they can talk about on the air, and it's like big deal.
Well, man, in that case,
so it's like when you document, and that's another thing, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think it's right that he got like fired, because I feel like what he's basically doing is taking his shtick and setting it up for when he comes back. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But here's the thing that I see it too, as I'm reading the Twitter rants. That's, I feel you on that, because we would take any kind of real life situation and turn it into some way to flip it for the show.
Agreed.
So when we would, if we come up with something like that, we word it and do it a certain way. Like if we had a means like Twitter with tons of followers to put things out like that as teasers, as like setups, but without the insults and vulgarity.
Because that's what got him, man. The racial tone of it all, the vulgarity behind it, that's what got him. So he could take the situation and hype it up to be part of the show, but he didn't have to go so far. And is that a shtick on the air? Like, does he talk like...
He's very open. He's very open about race. Like, he basically...
Okay.
He's very much like, if you act... Like, if I act like a loud, annoying person, he's going to make fun of me for being an Italian stereotype.
Okay.
That's how he is. Like, he does not hold back on that kind of stuff. And it never comes off like he's racist. Like I said to you, I listened to the show for years. Do you remember a comedian named Patrice O'Neill?
Yeah.
Dude, Patrice O'Neill used to be on that show like every single day.
Well, there's a whole bunch of comedians.
Yeah, Louis C.K., Bill Burr, Dane Cook was on there a bunch for a while. Like, all those guys,
Jim Norton's
on there now.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's like awesome, he's basically like the third guy on the show.
Oh, okay.
Now number two, I guess. It's not funny.
I apologize.
I did not mean that in jest.
I apologize. I was just thinking of the Opie and, was it Joe?
Opie and Jay.
Opie and Jay, yeah.
I guess they
an Opie and Jay show.
OJ show.
The OJ show.
Oh, man.
Trademarked. On a quarter every time you use that.
Yeah. Furious, if you're so by the rules.
Yeah. Make that check out to Faces for Radio. Thank you.
Okay. So now, when I brought you up this story, like, you had a lot. You said you had a lot to go at me with about it, because you said you wanted to, like, play devil's advocate and you had other stuff to say about it. So please, bro. Because I feel like I can discuss this without losing my cool.
Yeah, definitely. I think you've calmed down a lot since we first started talking about it.
It just really bothers me.
But is your thing more the freedom of speech aspect?
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is. And it's like, I don't care what anybody says. Like, I do not think in America let me rephrase. Outside of your job, you should be able to say whatever you want. Because we have that freedom in the country. Do you have the right to force everyone to listen to you? No. Do you have the right to say whatever you want? Yes, you do. Now, if you're working in a job, right, and I'm working with you, and we're working in an office, a government building, whatever, and I say something racist to you or something that offends you, the boss has every right to fire me. That's his company. Those are his rules.
Right.
Outside of your job, you should be protected from BS like that if it's a right. That's like eventually like them being like, you know, we don't really agree with guns. So if you have a gun, like we're not going to have – you're not going to be allowed to have a job with us anymore.
And again, like you said, that's a private industry and that's their rules and regulations. Here's a question for you. Does this same policy come into play with government jobs as opposed to the private sector?
I would say yes, because again, when you're at a when you're working, you have specific rules and things you have to follow.
So it's like you've got a professional culture.
Exactly. Okay. As long as you state those rules or even give a freaking handout with all the crap. Like make sure you read the work guide to Sam's Club or whatever the hell it is. If it's in there, that's it. It's your responsibility not to act like that.
Okay.
But outside of where you work, your boss has no jurisdiction over you because now essentially you're working for that guy around the clock. That's essentially what's happening.
Well, you're not making an income, but you're being watched.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're employed 24 hours, like you said. Man. Like, I kind of go back again, though, that the guy kind of shot himself in the foot. Like, he could have gone about it in a more civil type of way. Like, and granted, I get he was angry and I get he had these feelings and he had these things, but I just think it could have been if he wanted to like twist it and use it as shtick as like you're saying, there's definitely ways to twist it where it was more funny and just didn't come off so blatantly racist. And I'm looking at the guy right now and he's older. What is he? Is he a white guy?
Yeah. I think he's an Italian.
Okay. Well, and yeah, man. He's just like, I like that. Let's be honest. Guy looking like him, says something racist.
And it's gonna or even slightly racist, it's gonna come off.
So essentially, like white people, you have to be more careful about what they say than any other race.
Oh yeah, I agree with that.
I'm glad you admit that as somebody who's not of the white race.
Yeah, but I'm Hispanic. I watch Hispanic television, and those are the same. Do whatever they want.
And again, like
completely different.
And I feel like you know, if you live in Canada, right, you're not allowed to say things like that. But yo, those are the rules. In Canada,
yeah,
right or wrong, those are the rules.
Right.
So if you get fired there for doing something like that, understandable. In America, you have freedom of speech. You can say whatever dang gone well you please.
Which one of those amendments is that?
That's number one.
Number one?
The first one.
Wow.
And because it's the first one, it should be held to the highest regard.
I agree with you. I agree. I mean, this is another issue though that comes now with the corporate side of it. Let's look at it now from court. We've examined the rights, this, like just the basic rights side of free speech. Now let's look at the corporate side of it, where you're saying, okay, one of my biggest stars is coming off as this. What is this going to do to my bottom dollar? Like, how many protests, how many advertisers are going to start pulling, costing me money?
And then it turns into that aspect, so then they have to react. We have built a society that expects you to react to something like that in the most, like, finite, defined way possible.
Like, yeah.
It's an unforgivable sin. It's just – it's one of the things where, like, oh, we feel that it has no place in this, like, in our world, in this time, so we're just going to completely eliminate you if you could possibly feel like this way.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong saying that, but I think what you have every time there's one of these non-traversies, you have a loud minority of people. I'm not saying a race in terms of minority. I'm saying a minority amount of people, meaning 10 to 20 people. Get offended by something, and they freaking write crap on blogs and social media. And then what happens is, and I know I'm going to sound like a far-right crazy person, but I'm going to say it because it's the truth.
And you're a far-right crazy person.
I guess so. What you have is you have all these left-wing nutty news sites, CNN, ABC, all of them, go freaking immediately to fired shock jock is racist. And you have this loud minority, because who really cares about these social issues are the freaking news reporters. Most people don't care about these issues. It's like if you look in the polls, they care about issues that the media doesn't care to cover. So you get this crap forced down our throats, and because it's a loud group of people who have television time, everybody has to behave the way they feel we have to behave.
Yeah.
Am I a crazy person?
No, you sound like one. But really what you're saying makes sense.
It does make sense. I know it makes sense.
It makes sense. So
just like, what do you do, man? It's like the whole country shifts in what's acceptable. Now, is it acceptable to berate anybody for their like race or anything? No. Is it right to berate somebody because of their sexuality? No. Is it okay to make jokes?
Yes.
Jokes are funny. That's the whole point. When you make a joke towards somebody or you make an insult towards somebody, like, you look at that person and the first thing you do is you look at them and see what you can make fun of. How is this person different from me? Oh, they're female. Oh, they're Irish. Oh, whatever they are. You know what I mean? And it's like, oh, they're straight. You naturally do that as a human being.
Yeah, because you're trying to categorize this person. Like, yeah.
It doesn't harbor any ill will towards racism.
No, I don't think so at all. I think, like, just your mind processes what kind of person you're trying to talk to, like, who you're trying to talk to, like, what you may be talking to them about, whatever it may be. Like, it just processes in the simplest ways. And like you said, it could be, it's X, it's Y, it's Z. Now, when those terms get verbalized, then all of a sudden, like, that becomes a problem, too.
You know, I saw that right-wing movie, America.
Is that the one that's about if
America didn't exist?
Or if it didn't sound like revolutionary war, I guess.
Yeah, it was actually it was pretty good, man. It basically wasn't like – it wasn't very preachy. It was saying that, like, all the people in the media and, like, people who write, like, books, they kind of, like, categorize history as, like, well, America's this nation that is, like, they came in and they invaded, and that's how they got the nation. And they had slaves, and that's horrible. And they go to foreign areas and they like take over, and it's all these bad things. And basically the whole thesis is like, yeah, America did those things. However, America's the only nation that took responsibility for those things as well. Like, they were explaining how, like, they said that, like, Columbus killed all those people. Well, the first thing he did was he, like, went to, like, he's like, who do you really blame with that? Because Columbus never even made it to America. He made it to, like, Cuba, that area.
Yeah.
So it's like, blame the Portuguese? Why are you blaming Americans for invading? It was, like, all Portuguese people who came in there. That's, like, number one. Number two, when they killed all those Indians, I think it was 60 to 80% of them died from disease.
Mm-hmm.
So, and remember the bubonic plague?
Yeah.
They essentially say, well, like,
I mean, I wasn't there, but I've heard of it.
Yeah. So they essentially say, like, China brought over the bubonic plague to Europe. But they don't call, like, China racist. They didn't know that the bubonic plague was going to spread to them. Just like these people didn't know that that SARS was going to spread to the Indians or whatever, right?
Okay.
Then they talk about slavery. And they're like, well, yes, we had slavery, but we're one of the only countries that, like, really, like, repealed it and had a war to stop slavery.
Well, I mean, here's the thing about the Civil War, though. The Civil War really wasn't about the slaves.
Yeah, but they had a lot to do with it.
I mean, it had a part to do with the greater picture. But to say we had a war over slavery is a little bit of a stretch.
Well, I'd say it was at least 40 to 50% that
There was a lot of – well, yeah, I mean, I think it was at the root of a lot of the reasons, but I don't think – either way, not important.
They were showing that, like
– was it good? Is it worth watching?
It was actually really worth watching. And it's funny is the media critics gave it, like, an 18%, and if you go on Rotten Tomatoes, like, an 18%, but it's, like, an 80-something, like, an 87% by people.
Well, I'm going to look that up real quick.
Anyways,
So then they say how, like, you know, like, they were like, we like repealed slavery. And they go on to show how, like, there was this, like, major slave owner in the South at the time of slavery, and it was, like, a black guy. Who, mm-hmm. like, and he was considered one of, like, the worst slave owners. It's like, you never hear about that. And then on the flip side, they showed, like, the first, and this was the most interesting thing in the whole movie to me, Gartiz, the first millionaire woman was a black woman who was born, she was the first born out of slavery. She went door to door selling makeup, and she ended up starting becoming like a millionaire and becoming making like a $1 million industry. And she like started it from like nothing, and they never talk about her.
Huh.
And they say it's because it like shifts the narrative that like America is a good place.
Yikes, man.
What?
Well, like you said, just the way you put that shifts the narrative so that America looks like this great place.
Yeah, and it's
America's awesome, man.
Dude, if you watch that movie, like, I'm telling you, man, those are probably all liberal-minded people who say that. If you look at moderate people, you'll look at that and go, all right, that's a pretty good movie.
I mean, I'll check it out, and it's really I have, like we talked about last week, politically – that's neither here nor there. But, like, I'm looking at what you said about the ratings. 10, 9, 10, 10, 10, 10, 9, 10, 10, 9, 10, 10, 10, 8, 10, 9, 10. There's a lot of good ratings, man, for the users.
I read somewhere that it got some, like, illustrious rating that, like, movies never get. And it's like this, like, I don't know what the name of it. It's like CinemaScore, CinemaScape, something like that. And they go to, like, every movie – all over the country, and they like ask people to give it like an A plus through an F rating.
Uh-huh.
And they said it's only like the 26th movie to ever get like a full A plus. All right, we're going to take a commercial. Faces for Fame when we get back.
Yeah, sure, man, I guess.
All right, we're going to do internet celebrities.
Today's internet celebrities. I guess we're doing it, man. Yeah.
Are we going to do one more week of this?
Believe we have another category.
I want to do television shows for the last category. I don't care what
is
our
is that one of the shows?
No.
All right. So television shows it is.
All right. So internet celebrities followed by.
Are we doing them both today?
No.
Are we going to knock it out?
No. Television shows will be next week.
All right.
And then we'll do the final Hall of Fame and get this freaking nonsense over with so we can get back to our nonsense of nonsense.
Sounds like it makes no sense to me.
No sense whatsoever. Let's do the. There's like PG commercials. Let's do those today. That'll be fun.
This is D'Lo Brown, and right here, right now, you better recognize that I am down with the VOC Nation. Recognize that.
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, TheBradyHicks.com, and for the first time ever, VOCNation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central. VOCNation.com, TheBradyHicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today, and so much more.
Okay, Philadelphia parents, listen up. Do you have a child in the house that's just about to learn how to drive? Well, you got to do this. You got to head over to DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com. Best of Bucks County 2013. Keep that insurance down. Keep them accident free. 215-639-1990. They're endorsed by the Pennsylvania Police Officers Association, DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday or call live toll-free at 1-855-VOC-RADIO.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email The Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Are you getting lost in the cloud? Is technology moving too fast for you? Find your way at netcarrier.com. Ride the N-Cloud and soar above your competition.
Hola, hola, hola. I am Shelly Funtime Martinez.
And I am Dazzling Danielle.
And together we are
the Martinez Girls.
Tune in on VUC Nation at 7 p.m. Eastern every Saturday. And until then, Danielle, I and you are Audi 5000. Adios, toodles.
Entertainment with an attitude.
Fear is just one enemy.
This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Radio company that can challenge Sirius and bring back Opie and Anthony.
Yeah, bro. You know, if you guys donate, maybe we'll do like our own investors.
It'll be like a Kickstarter.
Yeah, only better because we won't screw everybody over and give them a crappy T-shirt. Oh yeah, you're donating $6,000. Here's a T-shirt. I'll put your half your name in the credits.
Dude, it's like a Kickstarter with titties.
There you go. Speaking of which, I'm gonna leave it to Gartiz because he just does it so well.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the Faces for Radio are proud to bring to you. It's Faces for Fame. Faces for Fame is a hall of fame of things that we feel are worth a damn and need to acknowledge for how great they really are.
The greatest.
The greatest. So far, we had a group, I believe. Yeah, we had We're going to smiley to that. We have movies, and we have inanimate objects. There's no food in the space and extremely neat. We just have the coolest freaking name.
Yeah, it's going to be the greatest place ever.
It's going to be a lot of fun to hang out with. All right. So, today's
Harry is internet celebrity.
Internet celebrity.
I think so, too.
Yeah. All
right. I think what we need to do, too, Gartiz, is as soon as we're done with this week's episode of the show, as soon as we're done with it, we're going to go on the Facebook page, and we're going to put a list of all the nominees.
Okay.
We're going to put all the internet videos up there.
Ah, all these?
Yeah.
Get that? Okay.
And then that's it. We'll show everybody what it is, okay?
Fair enough.
All right. So I have 3 nominees for internet celebrities. How many do you have?
Man, to be honest, I haven't even been able to write them down. Let's see, uno, dos, and Yeah, man, I think I only have those two. I may come up with another one as we go. All you know how these things work, man. One thing sparks some, you know, sparks something else, sparks something else.
I thought the movie category turned into like eight deep.
It's 6 degrees of everything, man. We'll get eight freaking video celebrities.
All right, guys, remember, with our nominees, feel free to call in, as we said, 855-862-7234. If you have a nominee for internet celebrities, hit us up. Let us know who you want. We'll add them in. We don't mind, as long as there's somebody good. I'll start top three. Is that cool?
All right, go ahead, man.
All right. My number one, I brought her up last week, is the Grapes Lady. And I don't know if you ended up seeing the video yet, but basically this broad's on like an NBC Good Morning America type show. And she's standing up on top of this platform. And that's it right there. That's the video. And she's having like a competition. Whoever smashes the most grapes with their feet is going to get some sort of like a prize.
Right.
So essentially what happens is, as you see, they're like smashing the grapes. And then they call time. And I'm just going to let you watch this. Like, maybe we can, like, turn up the volume a little bit, and hopefully, like, the listeners can hear it.
Oh!
It's the most ridiculous.
Yo, the lady ate it, man. The poor lady.
The best part is that they go, stop. She goes, stop. And then she, like, smashes a few extra after she calls time to be, like, to sneak some in. And that's when she eats it.
Again, the episode of Karma. Man, I remember that, but when was this, man?
That was like the first viral
2008.
Video. It was like the first viral video.
What's this lady's name? Or do we just call her Grape Stomp?
I just wrote the Grapes Lady.
All right, fair enough. Grapes Lady.
Her in?
We, man, you know what? You know I don't get prepared for this show. So I got to dig in the bag of tricks here to get the Faces for Fame stamp. All right? The Faces for Fame stamp is necessary for a particular situation, item, video, person, whoever, to become an official nominee. And we have to stamp it.
Are we going to stamp it?
We're going to in a second. As soon as I'm digging through the bag here, man. All right, and it looks like I found it here. All right.
There we go.
Grapes Lady.
Grapes Lady is in.
Is
Pound
in.
It up.
All right.
All right, Gartiz, it's your turn.
All right, next I'm going to go with an oldie but goodie as well, a favorite of mine, Mr. Antoine Dodson. All right, Antoine Dodson really just cares for his community. And in doing so, he puts out a warning in which he encourages everyone to protect themselves. All right, I'm really just trying to find a short video to it. So you have to sit through all 10 minutes of this.
Oh, we got to watch a silly advertisement.
Hey, did you know that there's this thing called Google that can find things for me on the internet?
Get out of here.
Because that's what the commercial is telling me.
Obviously, we have a rapist in Lincoln Park. He's climbing in your windows. He's snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband because they're raping everybody out here. We got the T-shirt. You done left fingerprints and all. You are so dumb. You are really dumb, for real. You don't have to come and confess that you did. We're looking for you. We gonna find you. I'm letting you know that, so you can run and tell that. What's home, boy?
They ever find the guy?
Who cares?
I was so intense to find out they found the rapist.
You know,
that's the problem with this country, man. There you go. We just solved the issue.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, that guy was funny, man. Who cares about this rapist?
what was he talking about? Who cares? He's funny.
That guy used the word rape in a sentence, and it was funny. Let's keep him around.
Dude, he was actually on Tosh.0 a little while back. They did a web redemption on him. It was pretty funny.
Really? One of my nominees is a web redemption person.
Right, and they also, like, you know what's good when they put a song to it? Like, he might even be one of your
– no, he's not, but I know what you're thinking about.
Okay, dead giveaway.
Yeah, the dead giveaway guy.
They made a song out of it, so you know this shit's got to be classic.
That guy got enough hero worship. He got, like, free McDonald's for life or something.
Yeah, that's what every hero needs. All right, so Antoine Dodson, is he getting the stamp?
Oh, he's got the stamp.
Oh, weak-ass stamp.
Weak-ass stamp.
Hold on.
Are you kidding me?
What are you looking for now?
I'm waiting for you to stamp.
Oh, my bad.
man. This show.
Dude, the set is a process, dude. You gotta get the moment to get this.
That's a good clock, man.
Big ass clock. Alright, so we went. So we got two.
Alright, number three.
Yes.
The two kids from World's Greatest Freakout. Now.
Oh, man.
I know World's Greatest Freakout has like a good possibility of being fake. However, it is so damn funny. and there's 20 of them. There's like 20 to 25
there's
videos.
25, I actually found.
So funny. It's so funny, every single one. So we'll have to pick a good one and put it on there.
No, man, the one where he's playing video games on the downstairs computer and the brother is upstairs as like a secret character, like just going into the game and killing him, it just goes at him over and over and over.
Oh my god! Can't do anything!
Dude, how about when he kicks the shit out of the door? When the UFC fight.
You ever see the one where he gets all like pissy, like he's like going to do like gymnastics? That's my favorite one. He like falls in the pit and he's like dying in the foam. Oh my god.
Oh, that was good.
That's the one I want on the
web. The one with the Jamaican, one of the best, the one that's
on
the boat.
Boat, yeah. It's the best show. It's the best, man. I come on shows all day.
If you've never seen these, you gotta look up a World's Greatest Freakout. Yeah, we gotta put this to compilation here, all 25 of them if we can, because dude, that guy's great. Did you see like the after videos where like people like would
flash
them?
Yeah. Those are funny too.
When I saw that, I thought they took it a little far. That's really
where they went to go get like.
Yeah, they got this guy just messing with the poor kid and somebody else videotaping. Yeah. So he's gonna freak out.
It's a real deal, man. He really freaked out.
That's good stuff, man. Man, I haven't seen or thought of that video in a long time. We could definitely get a stamp for that one, man. All right. Do we know this kid's name?
No, I'm saying it's his freakout kid.
World's Greatest Freakout Kid. Fair enough.
Waffle Pone. That's the name of, like, the YouTube person who puts up the videos.
What's his name?
Waffle Pone. I, like, know because I have to search it when I want to feel better.
Oh, man. Good stuff.
All right, dude, we got the stamp on that one, right?
We definitely got the stamp on World's Greatest Freakout.
All right, man, you're up. Number four, and I think number four might really be one of the best ones.
Number four.
I'm pretty sure I know who you're picking.
Oh, number four is definitely one of my heroes. He served in the armed forces, and it is none other than Jungle Recon of the Action Figure Therapy Group. And that guy.
What the hell, yeah.
That guy is amazing. If you haven't seen him, you need to get on that Action Figure Therapy YouTube channel, all right, and check out the videos of the whole crew. But Jungle Recon is, like, the centerpiece, man. If you see any of the ones that have, like, six-piece stories to them.
Yeah, man. Dude, you sat me down and made me watch, like, hours of this show.
They're all based on some stupid thing Jungle did, man. And Jungle's just awesome. Just his whole attitude and way of life is pretty badass, if you ask me. And there's so many videos to choose from, man.
I think we got to do the Are You Scared of the Jungle one.
Like the first one?
Oh, yeah, man. That one is like, I know every word. Like, it's so clutch.
All right, fair enough. So we'll go in with Jungle Recon. And how does a mustache help you in combat? Come on now. This guy gives you Valentine's Day dating tips. All right, tells you about stories and how much he loves his job.
Say something. I got a big hog. And that makes women want me. I don't even know if that's something he said.
It sounds like something he'd say, though.
They said, you want to kill people and not go to jail? I said, fuck yeah, who don't? They said, you afraid of the jungle? I said, I ain't scared of shit. I've been waiting to go to the jungle ever since I saw that Predator movie. I ate a goddamn rattlesnake one time. We were drunk as fuck, too, man. Rolled up on him on our four-wheeler.
I said, run over that son of a bitch and see what happens. He's all wiggling and shit. Motherfucker tried to buy me. I said, fuck no, snake. Now beat me in the head with my machete, man. Said, I'm about to eat you with some mayonnaise, you dumbass snake. Damn, I love my job. You ever shot a machine gun on film? Fucking badass, man. It's almost as badass as my mustache. Like a mustache with titties.
Dude, this is
insane. That's a little bit of jungle if you had heard jungle before. Definitely check him out.
Yeah, we'll do it. There'll definitely be more in the future that get inducted from the action figure therapy group. But definitely starting with Jungle Recon. So the Jungle Recon stamp.
Do you really even have to ask me that?
I'm just clarifying. It's a team effort here.
All right. So I got one more, and you don't know what it is, which kind of makes it more fun. And it is the, I told you, he had a web redemption as well. So you're breaking the studio couch.
Oh, man. All right, anyway, go ahead. What's the name?
Smoke with the cigarettes, kid.
Oh, man.
I smoke with the cigarettes. Smoke with the cigarettes.
But
that kid is so funny.
Dude, but you know that kid? Wasn't that the same kid who stole his grandma's car?
Yeah, that's the kid.
Yeah. What was his name?
I don't know, man.
He just smoked with them cigarettes?
That's his buddy. His buddy smoke with the cigarettes. Dude, this is the funniest sentence I've ever heard in my life.
Which video is it?
It's a 7-year-old car. Takes car on joyride. Maybe we can get his name.
Latarian Milton. That 7-year-old takes a car on a joyride.
When I came to the back door, I looked on the counter, my keys were gone. I still was going to come because they got mad at my mom, and then I told him had my friend come in, and he smoked with cigarettes.
Holy.
I yanked the thing.
And off they went. 2 7-year-olds alone on the road.
The 7-year-old smoked cigarettes.
Well, he also stole an SUV.
And they, like, drove around.
Yeah.
Along the way, he ran over 2 mailboxes, hit 2 parked cars in a cop's parking lot, and struck 2 moving cars near Walmart.
Oh, my God.
It's fun to do bad things.
Were you worried you were going to kill somebody? Yeah, but I wanted to do hood rat stuff with my friend. Dude, this kid is a man.
Yo, he jacked that car up.
I want to whip his behind.
You don't think he should be punished for all of it?
Just a little bit, no video games for a whole weekend.
And one unusual story for police.
Are you sorry? You understand that now your grandma's going to have to pay to have those cars fixed. Because you hit those cars.
Can my mom help her?
Yeah, that's pretty funny. I like that kid. He likes to do hood rat things with his friends. Latarian Milton. I'd love to have him on the show. If he wins the award, I'm going to try to contact him and get him on the show. Because he's probably like 13 or 14 now.
Well, that video came out in 2008 and he was 7, so...
So 7 plus 6.
He's 13, 14 years
yeah,
old.
Yeah, we got to get him on the show.
Latarian. Man, you think that kid's even like out of jail?
I don't know.
I'm sure no, not for that.
I don't know, man. He likes to do hood rat things with his friends.
I mean, smoke with them cigarettes.
Well, his friends smoke with the cigarettes, but his friend was 7 years old, man. Who smokes
the 7-year-old stole the joy riding in the car.
Did you ever see the documentary of those like kids in Korea who are like 4 years old all smoking cigarettes?
Nah.
Dude, this is the weirdest thing ever. It's like an expose of like, it's in like Korea or like somewhere, Vietnam, and it's all these like little 4-year-old kids like smoking cigarettes. It is so weird.
I mean,
are you looking it up?
I am looking.
They're not going on the list. Can we stamp
Latarian? We can definitely stamp Latarian. Figure out what he'll do to my car.
Yo.
Probably hood rat things.
Yeah, I mean, I would assume.
Yeah, oh, this thing, is this what you're talking about, the Indonesian thing?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Man, I've seen this one, this little porker-ass
so
baby.
Ridiculous.
Little porker baby already got, like, heart disease and shit.
You hate fat kids.
It's really messed up considering I'm about to have one.
You're always ripping on them fat kids.
They're funny, man. You ever seen them run?
What, a fat kid?
Yeah.
I'm not a gym teacher.
Dude, it's hilarious, man.
Look at that kid.
Try to watch that kid run. You'll roll on the floor laughing.
I can't believe how big his cheeks are. And like all the older people think it's like this like funny cute thing.
Dude, he's like a neighborhood phenomenon. I bet you they could charge like money to see this kid.
I can't believe this.
I mean, I can. I've seen it before. It's ridiculous.
Two packs a day is...
He insists his son is healthy. None of the other kids are smoking cigarettes. But there's another video, like another expose, where all these kids are smoking cigarettes, not just one kid.
Oh, I don't know, man. Two packs of cigarettes is a lot for anybody. Smoking is bad for you.
Smoking is terrible for you.
Terrible for you.
It is.
Can't condone it one bit.
No. So, Jungle, all those guys got the stamps.
Yeah, I believe so. So let's go through the list.
For right.
The category of internet personality.
Here's what I have in the list in no particular order. Antoine Dodson, Jungle, the world's greatest freakout brothers. I'm giving it to the brothers, right? We're not just going to say just the one.
No, no, because the one brother, the one who instigated it, had as much to do with that as the other one.
Dude, that kid is great. Letarian Milton and the Grapes Lady, which leaves us with, hold on.
Should we leave a spot or two open for the nation to put in a suggestion?
We got 4 minutes left, guys. If you want to call in, like literally, we really have 4 minutes to open air right now. If you have an internet celebrity you want on this show, I don't know who's listening to it live today. Most people listen to the playback. But if you are listening to the live, one more time, the number is 855-862-7234, 855-862-7234. We will take callers now.
And... if you are listening to it on the download, you can hit us up on Facebook anytime.
Yeah, we can always bring it up next week. You guys can help us prepare for the show. Oh, my God, I'm breaking the studio couch now.
The studio couch is just falling apart.
The studio couch is a great place to sit. I like it. It's better than sitting in the studio chair. Sit in the chair. I'm in a castle. I'm king of the castle. I have a chair. Love that movie.
We had got, while we wait for anybody, we got an email a little while back, actually, about, or a Facebook post, I believe it was, asking us to explain the categories if we wanted more people to, you know, to bring in and leave suggestions that we should explain what the categories actually were.
Oh, that makes sense. Well, I guess we got a couple minutes. We can do that.
Yeah, we can run through that real quick.
So, like, the categories are just things, like, the way I feel about the Faces for Fame is I feel like it's things that, like, don't get their just due. Like, things that, like, should get some sort of recognition and don't get recognition. So, for instance, when we talk about athletic nominees, we're talking about anybody in the sports world, from a commentator to a referee to an athlete, who you think has done something that warrants them to be recognized for it. Same with movie nominees. Just a movie. Not something like Pulp Fiction, even though everybody likes Pulp Fiction, because that already got its just due. Some of a good movie that you don't think God is just due. An inanimate object. Cattle prod, steel chair, shovel, Spanish announce table.
Well, an inanimate object is going to be pretty much anything that's not breathing, not alive, that's been used in some way, shape, or form to entertain us or in a cool way.
It's all wrestling stuff. It's so funny. Except the shovel.
Yeah.
Unless we're talking about Triple H's shovel.
When he buries everyone
when
with?
He buries everybody with. That's just a jerk.
Zing.
Are you happy that I'm not watching wrestling? Does it make your insides tingle?
No, it's a little upsetting. Can't talk to you about it. You don't know what's going on.
No, because that Raw was so bad. That Raw we went to was so bad that I will not watch wrestling anymore.
That's a shame, man.
It is.
You just kind of have to go with it and enjoy it for what you can.
I'm just tired of Vince McMahon thinking toilet humor is funny when it's not. Like, the vomiting thing, that's such a Vince McMahon idea. That spewed Vince McMahon.
It's a go-to that works, man.
For who? Vince?
To gross somebody out.
Listen, I want people throwing up. And if they're not, you're fired.
That was really good.
Was it?
Yeah, it sounded just like him.
Oh, I was just being a jerk.
No, that sounded good. Sounded good.
All right, so we got 45 seconds left. Anything you would like to add for next week when we do the television shows, which I am actually really excited for because I feel like I can name about 50 television shows I want to give my just due to.
Let's limit to, like, let's say four or five.
Three a person?
That's fine. They got only the best of the best to not water down the first class of the Faces for Fame.
I already have my three picked out.
And so since all of this is already set up and good to go, where does this all end? It all ends with the inaugural Faces for Fame induction ceremony, which will be a special show dedicated to the induction of all of our first class. It'll be an epic formal event, red carpets, tuxedos, champagne.
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 We're off the air live, but we're still on the air. I like that we don't really have to end on time anymore because we don't care.
So is the anyone? Yeah. So is the only person listening to us right now?
Just you and me. Like, the only people who are going to hear this are people who download it. So this is no longer interactive.
So now nobody's. I mean, if there's no live listeners, nobody's listening to us right now.
No, this is like bonus time.
Sweet.
This is bonus for the download.
This is definitely bonus for the downloaders, man. Anybody who takes the time and effort to go download it. Oh yeah.
Do you want? Should we do a sneak preview of next week?
You want to drop one off? Man, yeah, sure.
Do you have one that you're gonna do?
I have to think about it, man. I really haven't.
All right, I'm gonna drop.
It's been tough booking and arranging the ceremony. You think that just happened?
Dude, it's tough, man. It's tough to come up with these nominees, too. I bet television shows are the only ones that, like, right off the top of my head, I was like, all right, I know my three.
Let me see what you put. Okay.
I think they're all good.
They are good.
You know what? Screw you guys. You're going to have to tune in next week. But if you know me, you know what they are. Like, if you know me at all, like if we've ever spoken to each other, you probably can pick out my three
and
shows.
I really think these last two categories were ones that like people can really have fun with and really like hook us up, man. There's somebody listening out there, right? Am I not mistaken? Somebody out there's listening.
Decent amount of people listen to this show.
All right, so somebody out there's listening. Be the one that steps up and says, "Hey, this is what I think. Faces for Fame," and give us an idea, give us a suggestion. All right, and you can go down in history once Gartiz and Anthony start taking over the internet radio world. You'll go down in history as the first one.
Like we had three live listeners and three people called in today.
You didn't get the calls?
I didn't get the calls.
At some point, man, and this is listening for everybody listening as well, downloaders, special for you guys over here at first, that we want to do a show where we just take callers.
Yeah, that would be
fun. Nothing. Whatever callers make us laugh. I mean, call us, tell us all your crazy nonsense. Maybe we'll get another Phil. What up, Phil?
Yeah. Dude, you know, I'm looking at, like, our ratings. Our ratings really aren't that bad.
That's cool.
Yo, last week we had, like, pretty good amount of downloads. If you look, I don't want to say the numbers out loud, but that's a pretty high number.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if you look at all the other shows, we beat a lot of them. A lot of them. That's pretty crazy.
Actually, all of them.
That can't be right.
Keep going.
Holy crap.
No, we got one.
Oh, look at this one.
Who is that?
I don't know.
What are they on?
10 o'clock, 10 p.m. They have a 10 p.m. show. And it's only an hour because there's an 11:30. Oh, no, that's might be 2 hours. I don't know. I don't know why we're talking about this on the air. It's kind of silly. we're going to get going. Listen next week or else we won't do the show anymore. If you stop listening, we're going to stop producing.
How are we going to show all that?
Tell him a joke, man.
We can't end like that.
All right.
What good has ever come out of ending anything on like a...
If you don't listen to us...
We're going to stop talking.
We're not going to talk to you anymore. That's it. We don't care. I'm sorry, guys. I'm really upset.
You're just upset over this Anthony thing, aren't you?
Because I feel like I got to cancel my Sirius Radio.
Well, I was reading that the stock took a heck of a hit once they fired him.
I mean... The only reason, like, and it's crazy, man. I listen to Sirius Radio to listen to Opie and Anthony. Like, I just bought a new car, right? So the Cadillac came with XM. So XM had Opie and Anthony. You had to pay extra for Howard Stern. I didn't freaking pay extra for Howard Stern. I don't freaking care about Howard Stern. However, when I got the Charger and traded in my Cadillac, they said, you get Sirius, so you get Howard Stern and not Opie and Anthony. I paid extra to get Opie and Anthony.
Oh, okay.
So
we just stop paying that extra, just cancel the whole thing?
I mean, I'm going to cancel the whole thing.
Cancel the whole
thing. I mean, I feel like
I just feel like I don't really want it anymore.
Now, were you willing to like hold out for a little bit and like see if they bring him back? Because ultimately, money talks. The same kind. This is the thing that gets me too. People like Sirius make this jump to let's get out. This is a corporate loop, right?
They make this jump to save corporate face and make this rash decision to get rid of this guy for this terrible things. Who knows if they asked him what happened and he got his side. They just saw the Twitter rants, gone. But then, ultimately, it ends up being a bad decision because you're going to end up losing so many subscriptions.
Dude, I can't say it enough, man. I feel like I said it before and I didn't want to say it because I felt like I would sound crazy. But I really think that the media holds so much weight in what is a big story, and they make it to things that the majority of people don't care about, they make it seem like that's what we care about. Yeah. And I think that's why you see these things. You see this backlash from this, from the Opie and Anthony thing, that America movie, horrific critic reviews, insanely good from anybody who's seen it. So, I mean, there you go.
Did you see that in the theater?
Yeah, it's still out. We didn't. There was nothing to see. We were going to go see a movie, and
there really isn't anything good out right now.
It was between that and the X-Men movie, and I told you I was going to go see the X-Men movie with you when it goes to the cheap theater. So we just waited and saw America.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. We're going to get out of here. Guys, just please. The gimmick ain't working.
Change the gimmick.